I've been re-watching the Harry Potter series of movies. And one thing that comes across time and again is the help that we all have all the time. And that this help, these either unseen forces or the kindness of others or the advice and the mentoring that we are receiving from people, from our circumstances, from the karma and the dharma that we are constantly living, all of these things are inseparable from us. So when, you know, the Christ says, I am always with you, or when a teacher or some global saint or sage says something about omnipresent presence, or that our angels and God or Goddess is always with us, the ancestors are always with us, then this is actually a truth, first off. And second, it's a manifestation of this idea of inseparability that we've been working with for now over a week. And I think sometimes as we go through our day, we might not hold that forefront. We might forget and be quite self-absorbed in our sense of purpose or a sense of accomplishment, our sense of ourself. We might forget that beingness is all around us all the time. And it is not only that they are they, right? So there is a they quality to this, but there also is the full range of ourself that is not separate from ourself. So there's those two factors are always, always inseparably part of our existence and available to us. Certainly the full range of ourself is always available to us. But equally so, those who have mentored us in the past, their mind stream is with us, their compassion, their kindness is with us, and can be called upon at any time. Those who are kind of watching our back, energetically as well as factually, is true. And so to sit in the awareness throughout the day, call it forward, that, wow, it's true. I am being helped constantly. I am being mentored and advised constantly. Again, oftentimes through our circumstances and our situations, bringing ourselves to a position of choice is right there. And then, you know, the good angel on the shoulder and the negative angel on the shoulder is also right there. And we hear that inside our minds. So let's smile with it's true, we are never alone. Let's smile that not only is our full range of potential and beingness right here, right now. You sitting here is your full range of beingness sitting here. But in addition to that, there's all the Buddhas and all the Bodhisattvas and all the kindness and all the saints and all the teachers and all the helpers, the midwives of our being that have helped us forever. They too, at least in stream of consciousness, are right here, inseparable. We smile. And on our last day of this focus, we take a long, slow, deep breath of all that is available to us, all that is here in this moment, all the energy, all the support, all the kindness, all the compassion, all the hard work, all the patience, all the investment of so many beings and so many circumstances are here right now as we sit, and are equally here right now every moment of our life, inseparably. We settle into that. Breathing in and breathing out. As a practitioner of consciousness, I highly recommend anyone to rewatch the series of the movies. There are 7 of them. And to let your metaphysical, your consciousness, your esoteric, kind of play with some of the symbols and the things that are going on in those movies. Because there's so much about the path, our path, the path of a bodhisattva, the path of a human being, because that to me is what the word means, bodhisattva, the path of a human being that is in those movies, and in the books, of course. We smile again, feel our body, and just feel the integrity of our physical dimensionality. To feel integrity with our physical dimensionality requires the inseparable integrity from within first. Otherwise, our physical dimensionality is going to feel troublesome or a bother or cluttered or, you know, whatever it might be, needing attention, whatever it might be. So that integrity comes from the inside. And then from the inside, it just naturally emanates out. We actually don't have to do anything. If it's really coming from the inside. So let's sit with that. Breathing, integrity, into physical dimensionality. And of course, the truth is that our physical dimensionality, not just our body, but our whole livingness, is inseparable from the full range of our beingness. Our physical dimensionality is flesh of our flesh, so to speak. The flesh of consciousness and pure awareness is inseparable from the flesh of the body and the flesh of a room, the flesh of whatever you're sitting on. Flesh of my flesh. So it's all the same. It's just different gradations of vibration, that's all. That's actually very powerful to meditate with and to understand. And it is in this integrity, this inseparability, that which has been given to us before is within the field of our totality. That which has been honored, respected, mentored before is here. And can be easily brought forward. So we smile again and breathe as we sit well. Just feeling the gifts that are abundant within us, given to us over innumerable lives by innumerable people. And oftentimes by a few people that we've interacted with time and time and time again. And they are with us in some way, shape, or form, and never left us. This is the idea behind a root guru and things like that too. The ancestors. But sit well, breathe deep. Feel there is truth to this inseparability. And of course, another factor of this inseparability is desire itself. Desire. And in the movies, of course, that's epitomized by the one who cannot be named. And in the end, of course, for those who've read the books or seen the movies, Harry and the evil one are inseparable. And that gets more and more through the movies. They're inseparable. And isn't that us? That's why we have a caricatured good angel and a bad angel on our devil, on our shoulders, right? That's why we have, human beings are generally schizophrenic. We all have multiple voices going on in our head all the time. Meditation might decrease them a little bit or put a little more space between them, or, you know, eventually there's more light in these voices, but we're all schizophrenic. And that inseparability is part of passion, part of desire. The desire for myself or me or my time or power or having or whatever it might be. The passion that moves us to go to the refrigerator or turn on the TV instead of another option, whatever the other option might be. Inseparable. And thus, that is our reality. Again, what's going on inside us, inside our mind stream, is inseparable from the reality that we live, that we think is there. And this symbolism of, in the movie, of what needs to be destroyed are all these things that are highly charged in their symbolism, like a goblet, a chalice, right? It's the Holy Grail. Like a tiara. Well, that's a crown. And repeatedly, we encounter these things through our day. You know, who's in the king or the queen's seat, right? Who's in the seat of awareness? Is it the small self? Or more of the range of being? So who's got the crown on? What do we do with that? Do we see ourselves as the Holy Grail, as a worthy vessel that is carrying pure being more and more into the world and offering pure being more and more to others so that they might drink of it, drink of their own pure being and realize, oh, I'm that too. The resurrection stone is simply the rock at Golgotha. It is Christ on his knees. You know, do I do this? Do I drink this cup? We breathe, we meditate, we contemplate. Our life is a stream of inseparable consequences and conditions of kindness and wisdom and teaching and presence, all of it woven together. And we are breathing. And we are this beingness, comprehensive, inseparable from everything, and everything is inseparable from us. We breathe. We take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our sitting. I made a mistake in my words. It's, of course, the rock at the Garden of Gethsemane and the Resurrection Stone. Inseparable, my friends. The word is comprehensive. It applies in every way we can think of it. But certainly, as we all go through our day, let us experience and call forward that which has been given to us over so many lives. And the patience and the kindness and the wisdom that has been given to us. The love, the compassion that we've experienced so many times. And as we pull forward the ancestors and the teachers and the mentoring, let us at the same time then pull forward more of the range of our beingness. Because both are inseparable. That's the only reason why that kindness and compassion and that mentoring was happening, to bring forward our beingness. And as we do, we honor all that we have received and those who have given it. And we honor our path as a humanity, not just as one human being. We smile then, so that we might feel it in our day. Love you all. Create from that inseparability. Create not only your day, but a good day for everyone. Love you.